There are people who do not identify as LGBTQ, but who are strong supporters. They stand up for the equal rights of the LGBTQ community. They are called allies. An ally is a really good friend or family member who sticks by you, especially when times get tough. It's like having someone stand up for a friend when they are being bullied. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polinas, and I'm your host. Today, let's talk about how to be an effective LGBTQ ally. You know, to be an LGBTQ ally is easy. If you agree in equality and fair treatment in society of people who identify as LGBTQ, then already you are an ally. As you sit and listen to this podcast, you can bask in the warm glow and sense of self-satisfaction that you are a force for good in the world. So well done to you. Alam mo, being an LGBTQ ally is about helping to create an inclusive environment kung saan ang mga katulad namin may express namin ang sarili namin na walang pagkukutya para sa ibang tao. May express namin freely ang sarili namin. Or may express namin ang sarili namin na hindi kami matatakot mahuskahan. Sabi nila, people perform better when they can be themselves. Totoo naman yon. And we want you, our ally, to help us make our community where everyone can bring their best selves sa trabaho, sa eskwelahan, and other places where everyone feels safe and included. If you're straight and cisgender, you can be an ally to the LGBTQ community. So kung nakikinig ka ngayon at ikaw ay isang ally, hindi yung ally na ano, inaalay. If you're an ally to the LGBTQ community, welcome! Welcome to my podcast and thank you for being an ally. But really, as nice and as comfortable as it may be, sa sandali, hindi ako makaget over dun sa ally. Oh my God. Anyway, but really, as nice and as comfortable as it may be for you to sit at home and wish and will the world to be a better, fairer, and more inclusive place, there is much more you can do than simply lend your passive support to LGBTQ causes. If you're going to transform yourself from an armchair supporter to an engaged and active LGBTQ ally, uy, tara! It's going to need some effort. Here are the following measures on how to be an effective LGBTQ ally. Number one, listen. Listen to what LGBTQ people are saying. Pwede kang mag-follow sa mga LGBTQ people on social media and consume content created by the community. If someone comes out to you, let them set the tone for the conversation. If they are bringing it up in a casual way, respond in kind. And if they are being more serious, make it clear na sinusuportahan mo sila. And take note of words a person uses to describe themselves and their sexual orientation or gender identity. You should not apply labels to a person if you have not heard them use those labels for themselves. Mahalaga na alam nating makinig sa mga kapatid, sa mga kaibigan nyo, kapatid nyo na member ng community. Kasi mas magiging magaan para sa kanila na mayroong mga taong sumusuporta at willing makinig kung ano man yung mga issues o mga pinagdadaanan nila. Whether it's their small wins or what, mahalaga na meron nakikinig. And katulad sa mga cisgender or mga tinatawag na straight people, yung mga heterosexual, di ba, bilang tao, mas maganda na meron nakikinig sa atin, sa mga problema natin, sa mga issues natin. So yeah, number one, we need to learn how to listen. Number two, familiarize yourself with the language. Ako. Bibigyan po pa kayo ng ano no ng trabaho para mag-research. But yes, you could begin with doing something as easy as reading a glossary of terms and teaching yourself the right language to use when talking with LGBTQ+ people. Like, alamin mo kung ano yung nire-represent ng mga letters ng L, G, B, T, Q. Marami pa yan. Ano nga ba yung queer? Ano nga ba yung transgender? Yung transsexual? Transman? Ano ba yung asexual? Ano ba yung polyamory? Alamin mo yung mga terminologies na yan. Yung para malaman mo. And their pronouns as well. Para mas magiging maganda at magaan ang pakikitungo mo at pagiging alay mo sa mga, ito na naman yung alay, magiging kakampi mo sa mga katulad namin na member ng LGBTQ+ community. Alam mo, it's a tiny but crucial step you can take to educate yourself, pero make sure you are using the terminology to be respectful to everyone around you and help yourself to feel more confident when discussing LGBTQ issues. Yeah. Number 3, educate yourself and stay informed. Okay. Katulad ng sinabi ko kanina, follow mo yung mga influencers na mga member ng LGBTQ+. And follow mo din to educate yourself and stay informed. Follow mo din yung mga LGBTQ topics in the news to keep up to date on, you know, kung ano yung mga kinakaharap namin, mga current issues. Alam ko, malaking-malaking yung issue ng divide ng trans community and the LGBT community sa US, especially in San Francisco. So, alamin mo yung mga ganun patulang topic para mas may educate ka and stay informed. Also, yung mga blog posts and news articles written by LGBTQ+ people and podcasts, like my podcast. Hindi lang ako member ng community na nagpa-podcast. Marami rin mga podcast na member ng LGBTQ+ community. And try to search those on Spotify and Apple, Google Podcasts, and other podcasting platforms. Marami yan. So, doon ka magiging may educate mo yung sarili mo and magiging stay informed. And also, recognize that language evolves and be open to new concepts and ideas. Look up words you are unfamiliar with. Katulad nga yung sinasabi ko kanina, yung ano ba yung mga letters ng mga LGBTQ+, ang dami na yan kasi. So kailangan, that's how, kailangan mo malaman yan. And that's how you show how you educate yourself and stay informed. Especially, usong-usong ngayon, yung learning about yung pronoun namin na ginagamit, what they are, and why they matter, and how you can be an ally by introducing yourself with your pronouns. Kasi pagka mali yung pronoun na nagamit mo, pwede mong ma-misgender ang isang tao. Yeah. Number 4, be visible in your support. Okay. If you are visibly showing your support and having conversations about LGBTQ+ inclusions, magkikreate to ng isang environment na kung saan yung community or people like me, part of ng LGBTQ, will feel safe and comfortable to be themselves sa trabaho, sa school, or sa kanilang komunidad. You can also show your support by attending network events like the Pride March. And I hope nag-attend ka ng Pride event sa Quezon City at saka sa Manila kahapon. And you know, dahil nandun ka na, you can show your support by wearing the most fabulous gayish outfit or, you know, carrying a rainbow flag. Wearing a rainbow lanyard, especially at work, pwede din yan. And talking about LGBTQ+ news in a positive way naman. And you can show those around you that you are an ally. Importante na mapapakita mo sa mga ibang tao, sa mga kasamahan mo sa trabaho, mga classmates mo, mga kapamilya mo, na you are our ally. Kasi sabi nga, pag may isa, may dalawa, at pag lumawak pa yan, mas magiging malaki ang mga alay or kakampi. Ito na naman yung alay. Yung mga kakampi ng mga LGBTQ plus community. Number 5, be mindful about confidentiality and outing. Ah, this is very, very important. Bilang member ng community, napaka-importante ang usapin ng coming out para sa amin. Kasi ang coming out is very important in a sense na hindi lahat kasi kaya mag-come out. Very sadly, marami pa rin kahit may edad na they haven't come out sa mga pamilya nila. And there's a lot of people are living in the dark side of that closet kasi nga hindi sila makapag-come out. And coming out is very important na maintindihan mo na this should happen in our own terms, in our own way. Kung sino yung pagsasabihan namin, kung kanino kami magka-come out and all. Ngayon, kung nag-come out yung friend mo o yung family member mo o ka-workmate mo o ka-schoolmate mo, maganda. And dapat mong respetuhin yung boundaries that comes with it. Yung confidentiality. Diba? And huwag mo rin i-assume that because someone is out to you, they're also out to everybody. Hindi naman porkit nag-come out sila sa'yo eh. Alam na ng mundo. Diba? So keep it to yourself. And lastly, you should never out a person to others. Yan ang isang pinakamalaking kasalanan na magagawa mo sa kaibigan mo, kapamilya mo, classmate mo, office mate mo, yung i-out sila. Kasi, again, maraming mga tao na nag-struggle up until now. I-accept yung sarili nila, mag-come out sila, and all. Tapos ika-come out mo lang sila unnecessarily. Maling-mali yun. And hopefully, sana wala kang maging ganong experience or hindi mangyari yun. Kasi, we've heard a lot of horror stories where, you know, coming out didn't go well. We've lost member of the community because of that. People struggled with their mental issues because of that as well. They lost their work. They lost their own family. Kasi nga, hindi sila matanggap and all. So it's really, really important na maging mindful ka about, you know, these things. About coming out. And again, kung if someone comes out to you, you might also want to check kung gaano ba sila ka-open or ka-out sa trabaho, sa school, sa community, or sa pamilya. Whether this is something you can refer to in, you know, mga casual conversations nyo, like asking about their partner habang may mga nakikinig or habang may makikinig or nakikinig sa mga usapan niyo. So be mindful mindful on that, okay? Number 6, avoid assumptions. Natatawa ako kasi may share akong story about this. Okay, so not everyone you meet is straight or cisgender. So avoid using gendered language where these assumptions are implied. Example, instead of asking someone about their girlfriend, their boyfriend, or their husband or wife, ask about their partner. Yung word kasi na partner, sexless, kumbaga. So, safe word na gamitin. Instead of asking, uy, kumusta yung boyfriend mo? Kumusta yung chika mo? Diba? Ask mo na, uy, how's your partner? So, yan. At least, yung partner, diba? As I said, sexless. So, yesterday, thrice I was asked by 3 different patients habang nag-clinic ako. Kasi, you know, I do banter with my patients para mag-build up ng rapport and maging mas dynamic yung trabaho ko together and build up a relationship with my patients. Kumbaga, ganyan. So, ilang beses ako tinanong na kamusta yung wife mo? Ilan ang anak mo? Or matagal ka na bang may asawa? ganyan. Laging ganon yung nangyayari. Parang feeling ko nga, hindi pa ba ako halatang-halatang bading or what? Para sabihin ng mga tao na to or tanungin ako na ano. Pero mostly naman kasi yung mga tatanong, medyo mga matatanda na din. Pero pagka ano, pero kahapon natawa ako kasi I said to one of my patients na, oh no, actually I'm gay. What? Sabi niya ganon. Wow, sabi niya gano'n, alam mo kung yung son ko wala lang boyfriend, pinakilala na kita kasi I'm sure magugustuhan ka niya. Gusto ko sabihin, mag-break na po sila sana. Charot. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, don't make assumptions, okay? Ayun, so don't make assumptions pagka may nakikita kayo na member ng, ano, ng community. Ah, okay, number 7. Support LGBTQ+ charities. Sabi nila, a good way to find out more is to engage with LGBTQ+ charities. If you follow their updates and activities, you can easily find out about opportunities to volunteer or take action. Maganda yan, di ba? And you may also wish to take a further step to support these charities financially by donating naman. If you really want to get involved in the cause, it's important to get out there and be active in your community. Did you know that there are 11 LGBTQ+ organizations in the Philippines? I myself was surprised na nagre-research ako about this topic. And meron palang 11 organizations sa Philippines. So hopefully, alam mo tong 11 na to, or at least hindi lang 11 or ilan sa 11 na to ang alam mo. So, like, number one, UP Babaylan. Yan, merong organization ng UP Babaylan. Metro Manila Pride. Love Yourself Foundation. Ito, very, ano to eh, very, very famous to, di ba? Yung Love Yourself Foundation. A lot of people are familiar with this one. The Rainbow Rights Philippines. Bahaghari. Galang Philippines, the MCC or the Metropolitan Community Churches. Ito, alam ko to, matagal na to. Proud Campaign Philippines, Transman Pilipinas, Lakanbini Advocates Filipinas Incorporated, and lastly, of course, the Ladlad Party List. So those are 11, ano, may mga IG yan sila. Check nyo yung mga Instagram nila o yung mga websites nila, where you can, you know, support their activities. And again, if you want to donate, you can donate. Actually, maganda nga yun eh. Iniisa-isa ko nga sila para maintindihan ko pa and find out kung sino yung gusto kong masuportahan pa at matulungan. So, yun ang gagawin ko. But if you wanted to know more about, what I'm trying to say is, meron din mga international organizations na pwede mo rin namang isupport at tulungan. Like the Trevor Project, Human Rights Campaign Foundation, National Center for Transgender Equality, and many more. Mag-research ka lang, please. Okay. And lastly, uplift, which is number 8, uplift the most marginalized voices in the community. Lagi mo tatandaan na to be an ally to LGBTQ people, kailangan maging ally ka din. Ito na lang yung you must also be an ally to all. This includes LGBTQ+ people of color, trans and non-binary people, and especially the disabled LGBTQ+ people whose voices are not heard as often. Kailangan i-consider mo that you are also making a room for these voices when you are thinking about LGBTQ+ inclusions. Pag natutunan mo or pag nalaman mo na yung mga history kung saan or kung paano nagsishape ang future ng community, mas maiintindihan mo, mas madali sa'yo para maging isang friendly ally. Kailangan din mag-research ka into the specific battles that are being fought ng mga LGBTQ+ community. Yung mga obstacles na kinakaharap namin, lalo na ngayon, especially that SOGI bill in the Philippines. And I hope as an ally, you find time to you will find time to read and understand and support that cause, because it's been 11 years na nakatenga yung SOGI bill na yan. And I hope this time, hopefully this time, hindi naman masamang mangarap, but hopefully this time, you know, mapasa na talaga yung LGBT, yung SOGI bill na yan. And I hope as an ally, you will find your time and make an effort to support and campaign the SOGI bill. Because to be honest, hindi lang naman para sa member ng LGBTQ plus community ang SOGI bill. This is for all of you, for all of us, para sa mga trans, para sa mga cisgender or mga heterosexual people as well. And this is for all of us, people who have gender, people who have identity, para yan sa ating lahat. So hopefully, masupport mo yung cause na yan. You should also discover specific campaigns that resonates with you so you can get active and focus your support to help really make a difference. On a personal note, I think it's time for proud straight allies everywhere to speak out about how we can all help improve the lives of LGBTQ plus people everywhere. It is easy to imagine that when you come across discrimination or hateful language, you will immediately come into action, righting wrongs and effortlessly challenge the behavior and views of people speaking and acting in a hurtful manner. The reality can be very different, and truthfully, sometimes standing up against discrimination can be an intimidating experience. But the important thing is to let your voice be heard, and although it's not always easy, these are situations where being an ally really counts. It is important to let those with bigoted views knows that they are not in a world where they can marginalize or bully those that need our support. And this, I think, is really the essence of what being an ally is all about. Remember that love is love. When two grown-ups love each other, it's never a bad thing. Well, I think this is the last episode for the Pride Month, I believe. And happy Pride to everybody. I hope you had a fabulous celebration back home in the Philippines. Come 2nd of July, if I'm not mistaken, is the London Pride Parade. Depende kung natapos na yung paglilipat ko. And I think I'll be able to watch and join the parade. But anyway, happy Pride, everybody. And I hope you enjoyed this episode, the whole episodes of during this Pride month. And yeah, to all my friends, my family members, my colleagues at work, thank you for all the love and support and for being my ally. For being my ally and for being always there whenever I needed you most. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. And please do not forget to share my podcast to your family and friends. And please do not forget to follow and subscribe for more episodes. And please do not forget to rate my podcast at least 5-star para naman mas maraming tao ang makaka-discover ng podcast ko. And my podcast is free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and any podcast platform. And to all my friends in Taiwan, thank you very much for all your support. And thank you for sending your emails. And thank you for all your support and your invitations. Thank you. And and whoever wanted to invite me to speak or whatever, just DM me on Twitter or send me a message on my Facebook Messenger and on Instagram. And yes, thank you to all my new friends in Taiwan. Thank you very much for all your support. And yes, this is Tony reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Happy Pride, everybody. God bless. Mwah. Bye, everybody. Bye.